Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Reveal. Tonight we are going to have some fun. Hope you grabbed your glass of vino or your favorite beverage or even some good tea and curl up and have some fun with us tonight. We have a very fun and just very special guest on the line, and she's going to talk to us about a lot of different things. I know we have a lot, we cover a lot on this show, and last week we took you through pain and what that meant and what it mean in your body. So we do ask that you, you know, you check that out on the replay. But tonight we're changing up the gears. We are doing some new fun stuff. We have some announcements at the end of the show. And we have a very, very fun guest on tonight. Deborah, tell everyone else who is on the line. Oh, also, one more thing before I do that. Star 2 to raise your hand, because you know what? We're going to get in there tonight and we are going to reveal some stuff.
Hey,
Deborah, everybody.
On the line. Yes. Welcome, our Reveal listeners. We are excited to be back with you again on Wednesday night. This is our regular night to get in and get revealed. And, yes, we've got somebody from across the pond with us tonight. She's from Australia, and she's got the most beautiful accent. Wait till you hear it. But we're so excited. I mean, she is a true entrepreneur. I mean, through and through. And she's got stuff she's going to share with us tonight that, like Lianca said, if you are wanting to build a business, if you've got questions about social media, if you're just unsure, she is like got confidence out the ass. So, I mean, this is someone that you can talk to. So don't forget to do star. Is it star two, Lianca? Is that right? To raise your hand? Star two? Okay, Lianca's on mute, but I'll double check that. Anyway, tonight we're just like over the moon to have Katarina Sir with us. She created her own business at 21, and she now runs a multi-figure business. It allows her to travel all over the world. I know we were just talking about she's getting ready to go on an island trip, and then she's going to New York, and then she's coming to the U.S., and she is jet-setting it. I mean, it's wonderful. Anyway, this allows her to travel the world and do what she loves to do, which is empower women and really help them claim their freedom. She is successfully helping Generation Y women unapologetically kick ass mm-hmm. in business and use social media to effectively grow their empires. So with that, I want to say welcome, welcome.
Welcome. Hi. So, so good to be here. You guys are amazing, and I love that intro. It gets me so excited every time I sort of think about what is possible. So thank you for having me on, guys.
I know. You know, it's interesting to think. I know I haven't met you, but I know Lianca did. Lianca and I are always so amazed. I mean, we love to get to do the work we do because we never know, you know, when we're going to meet someone and then when we're going to be able to introduce them to our Reveal audience and, you know, how great it is. I mean, here you are a million miles away from us, but yet, you know, we're able to connect and share you with our world. And I just love the idea of that, you know?
It is insane what technology does. Seriously, my business is in 3 countries at the moment, and you wouldn't feel it. Like, you have no idea how far away people are because of what you can do online nowadays. It's so awesome.
Right. Well, I know you use that quite a bit. But before we get into, you know, exactly how you use media and communication, you know, I'd love for you to share with everyone kind of your backstory because, you know, there's a lot of listeners and a lot of us who have, you know, come from situations where it just wasn't working. You know, we had other situations in our life and we wanted more freedom and or more money in order to make things happen. But share some of your backstory, Katarina, and how you found yourself really wanting to move and have such a drive to be an entrepreneur.
Okay. Well, I guess this whole thing started when I was 21. So I'm 25 now. I just turned 25. And I live in Canberra in Australia. So my family's Hungarian. I grew up, you know, a lot in Canberra. I was born in Melbourne. And
I was in a public service job, which is sort of like the pinnacle of what you can achieve here. It's what everyone wants to do. It's a really safe job. It's great money, all that sort of stuff. I was in human resources, studying HR as well. I worked for a government organization. I got to be posted overseas and do some really cool stuff there. And then I was headhunted to be an executive assistant to one of the managers. And I actually really enjoyed my job. Like, I didn't really find anything wrong with it. I thought I was typical, you know, 21-year-old. Until one day in August, my dad was actually diagnosed with cancer. And that is really what spun everything into life, I guess, because what happened was I became his primary carer. So I don't have any family here in Australia. It's really my parents and my sister, and that's about it. Everyone else is in Hungary, so I'm Hungarian. And
oh, wow.
I had to basically drop my life as a 21-year-old and become a full-time carer. And what that meant, so my dad's 77. He's the light of my life. He is the most adorable man in the world.
I've seen a picture of him. And yes, he is
right?
Absolutely adorable. Yes.
Like the guy of Pinocchio or the movie Up with like the white hair and the big nose. Yes, that's my dad. Love, love, love him. But what happened was I had to start taking time off work to go to these appointments to help him understand what was going on, because the hospital staff were not exactly kind to him and didn't realize that they had to speak slower and help him understand. So I ran out of leave at work and I had to take unpaid leave, which then put me in a situation where I had to choose to either look after my dad and not get paid and not pay my own bills, or go back to work and get paid but not be there with my dad. And that's pretty.
Wow.
That's pretty shit. Like,
and this is at 21, right? So that's a very
big
responsibility for a young person who's supposed to be, you know, embarking upon their career.
And playing, and having fun, and
maybe dating or whatever it is we do at 21. You know, those are the things you should have been doing, but you were, you know, you were your full-time caretaker kind of, right?
Yeah. I had to make that decision to grow up very quickly. And it was confronting.
Yeah.
Like when you go from being a child to almost your parent being the child, it's, you know, it was hard. I didn't know what to do with it.
Wow.
Yeah, so that all happened and I took myself overseas to figure out what I was going to do. And I made a New Year's resolution to make more money because I thought, well, I'm either going to be paying for a funeral, or if he's going to survive, I want to buy him a house. Very extreme like
right.
that. But I needed money either way, and I had no idea how I was going to get it. Went back to work, told my friend about my New Year's resolution. She goes, great, how are you going to do that? I went, I have no freaking idea because I'm exhausted. I have no time. I'm 21. I don't exactly have the most skills in the world. I'm good with people. That's about it. No clue. And she offered me a network marketing business. And I looked into it and I was very skeptical. I don't believe anything I hear. I was very proud. I had a big ego. I was not going to look into one of those things.
Yeah.
But I was desperate. Yep. I was desperate. I did my research. I jumped in and I have been succeeding with it. I found a way to make it my own. And I'm 3.5 years, almost 4 years into that business. And that allowed me to completely retire my corporate career. So I managed to actually retire at the age of 23, which is pretty sweet. And,
hello.
To work my business.
American dream or
right.
Australian, whatever. The dream, right? The dream. I love that. You know, it's funny because it just comes out of my mouth that way. But it really is the dream, you know, to retire at such a young age. You travel around the world. You know, you said something about make it your own. Where do you, you know, how did you, can you let us know a little bit about how you did that? Because I know some people of our listeners do network marketing businesses, or they, you know, they're looking into what their avenues are. So, you know, what are some of the ways that, you know, you were able to do that?
Look, I think network marketing is a really powerful tool, but I think a lot of people get it wrong. I think with all the companies and the systems out there, people strive to follow the leader but try to follow someone's personality. And that's just, like, not going to work. I think that's why so many people don't do well at it, because they're trying to copy who somebody else is. When my business really took off is when I just stopped like, I just stopped caring. Like, I just went, you know what? No, I'm not a mum. Sorry, I don't get up at 5 a.m. to change shitty nappies. It's not my thing. I don't care if I want to go and travel overseas because that's what I want to do. And
yeah.
I don't get out of bed before 10. And, yeah, all my meetings happen over wine, martini, or a coffee. Like, big deal. When I owned that is when my business exploded. So that is what I mean. Do it.
You know
right.
what? Okay,
you
I wanna
I love that. Yeah.
I wanna stop you right there. So I, you know, this idea that, you know, you're kind of like the wine chick, you know. Where did that really? Where did that? I mean, obviously, I mean, we like wine too.
It's
we're
too
wine
cute.
Chicks too. But,
it is. I mean,
but
yeah.
I mean, how did that come about? I mean, did you just make the decision? Okay, all my meetings. That's what we're gonna. I mean,
oh,
I'm serious.
No, and you're real cute about it because you'll put it on Facebook and stuff like that. So now you have kind of a following that posts stuff with you about, like, I'm doing wine time too. You know,
yeah.
You make it fun. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Look, I mean, let's be honest. Like, life can get pretty hard sometimes. And honestly, I believe wine fixes all. It's been there from everything. But, I mean, why not? No,
well,
why
not? Yeah.
it was not a conscious decision. It just so happened because what I was finding is that the business meetings that I was having and when I wanted to obviously share the business with people, I would always find myself trying to make these serious meetings and it wasn't happening. And I just went, oh, my God, you know what? Like, screw it. I'm going to go where I'm comfortable, which is sitting in a cafe or a bar. I'm going to get a glass of wine and that's how I'm going to share the business. And it was amazing how many people went, oh, my God, thank God you're having wine. I need one too. I was like, well, why are we being so uptight about this? Like, grab a freaking glass of wine and, like, let's just be real for a second. And that's how it all sort of took off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, and I love that. And the realness of finding your own way and your own authenticity and what feels good and you know, and you say something about, Leonka mentioned it earlier, and I wanted you to talk about that, about, you know, the way that you say, you know, this, you're unapologetic for the way that you're working and the way you're living and the way you're supporting other people. And so where does that kind of you know, risk taker or authenticity, where does that come from? I mean, tell us about that.
And before you answer that, let me let people know, like, your Facebook page, your Kata brand, your Facebook page, I mean, it's got, you know, some pretty risque, what some might consider risque quotes on there. And I, you know what, and I'm reading it, and I was like, you know, one of them is like, I'm just going to say it, and one of them is like, don't feed the broke bitches. And I'm like, oh, my God. But, you know, there's something more there, right? Like, I mean, of course, there's some really great stuff, too, that's, like, very deep. But some of them is, like, you know, can be a little bit what some people would call, you know, on the fringe, which we love. You know, I think that's brilliant. But, you know, how did you get to that, right?
Yeah. Basically, all my posts, all my quotes are from experience. So
okay.
I'm going to talk about anything I haven't experienced. And I don't know, fortunately or unfortunately, but I've gone through a lot of shit recently. And I think I just
woke
up one day.
I will bring to that. Yes, we will.
Yep.
We'll toast to that.
Cheers, everyone. Raise your glass.
Drink that wine. But I guess I just decided, I made a decision at one point where I went, you know what? I can continue to feel like a victim and suffer through, like, okay, so here's how a series of events went. So Dad was diagnosed with cancer. Then I had a back injury, so I had to stop dancing. I was a dance teacher too, couldn't wear high heels, couldn't go to the gym. Then my boyfriend dumped me. Then I went overseas. Yeah, it was a super fun time. And then I started to become successful, and then all of a sudden people have started hating on me because of that. Like, my car's been vandalized. I just get abused on the street. Like, just a whole bunch of stuff happened. And I went, you know what, I got called prostitute. I get called prostitute, you know, a lot because I travel by myself. And I went, I'm having these experiences because I need to share. Like, if I go through this by myself and don't actually create something positive out of it, then what's the point? But if I go through something tragic and I can then share it and spin it in a positive light to teach other people how to get past similar things, to give other people permission to be okay with life, then for me, I feel like that's me adding value to somebody. So that's where those quotes come from. It all comes from an experience that I had that day, something somebody said, a text message I received, like things that happen in my life that I choose to find the positive in.
Nice. Wow. Wow.
You know, and I've gone through and I've read so many of them. And, I mean, they're really brilliant. I mean, they're just so short. Some of them are very short, but, I mean.
Sorry, not sorry.
No. Here's my favorite.
That's huge.
No, this is my favorite. Growth is uncomfortable, but so is being broke and unhappy. Pick your poison. My God.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just so true because, you know, how many of us are, you know, we're unwilling to go through the uncomfortable and, you know, and we are broken unhappy. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think that it's a powerful statement. And, you know, some of these are truly funny, but you can feel the depth behind them. Like, you know, like you can tell it's something that really, you know, did hit you in your life somehow, you know.
Yeah.
So do these come to you just, I mean, do you have to sit and think about it? Or, I mean, are you a writer at heart? Or
I go on and I live my life, and then all of a sudden words come to me, and I'm like, oh, my God, it could be 2 a.m., and I wake up and I write with my phone, and I have to post it, like, immediately. I'm very much an in-the-moment person. I can't plan for shit. Like, I'm just no good at forecasting, but I'm great at communicating what happens in the moment. So that's what I do. I live my life, and whatever comes to me is what I create. So they're all pretty
nice.
Much immediate statuses.
That's a tweet right there, Leonka. I live my life.
Live my life.
And whatever comes to me. I mean, that's brilliant. You know, I mean, we talk so much about trying to be in the moment and all, but, I mean, you really live it, Katarina. You really do.
Yeah.
And that's an inspiration, you know, for women. And so talk to us more about your, you know, this deep desire to empower other women, you know. I mean, does that come from just what you've lived or something else? I mean, is that?
Well, so I feel the reason, going back to a question you asked before about being unapologetic, that kind of links into this desire to help other women too. And I work with a very specific market. I'm very good at a very specific thing, and it's a Generation Y women. And what I find about Generation Y is that we're so misunderstood in so many senses. But my particular passion comes from obviously my own experience. When I was growing up, I have an older sister, and she was always great at everything. You know, it was a typical older sister got straight A's, younger sister, not so good. And I always felt compared, and I always felt like I had to compete. And that sort of transfers into life. I then went into the corporate career, and I dressed nicely. I would, you know, do my hair and makeup. I would wear high heels to work. I took pride in my appearance. And because of that, I received a lot of judgment too in the corporate world. Then I started my business, and again, I take pride in my appearance. I, you know, was happy with who I am, and because, you know, in Australia we have something called tall poppy syndrome, and what that basically is that there's this saying that Australians don't like other people who succeed, which I don't think is necessarily true or false. However, there is very much a culture, I think globally, that when someone is succeeding, instead of continuing to build them up, people feel the need to cut them down. So
I said that about my culture too. Just my culture does that a lot. But you know what? You're right. It is globally. I like that you said that way.
Yeah, it is globally. And it's not everyone, but it is everywhere. So when I started this business, again, I found people would give me that once up and down look and the judgment eyes. Like, come on. Like, anyone knows the judgment eyes. You know when, like, you see someone stare at you and you're like, they're totally judging me. Oh, my God. Like, what did I do? That got really, really. Yeah, like, what?
Judgy eyes. Mm-hmm. I heard that. I heard that the other night on TV.
Judgy eyes.
Judgy eyes, yeah.
Judgy eyes. And honestly, I just got sick of it. I was so sick of turning up to my business and to my life and having these dreams and goals and having people look me up and down. I just went, oh, my God, I can't do this anymore. I've had enough. I'm going to claim who I am, and I'm going to succeed whether you like it or not. And do you know how many other women are out there that are just like, yes,
finally I can be me. But the way we feel okay to be me is if someone else does it first, because that way it's less scary. So if you can do you, you give someone else permission to do them. And this has really just snowballed into something. I didn't know there were so many women out there who were almost faking it. They were not being them. They were not being authentically them because they were scared of the judgy eyes. So that's where this has come from. That's what this unapologetic is about, going, you know what, I'm going to be fine anyway. If you judge me, that's really not my problem anymore. Because there's so many of us who are now starting to step up and be true to ourselves. And that is powerful when you live a life without insecurity.
Beautifully, beautiful, beautifully said. Absolutely. So, you know, I know you're working, you know, one-on-one with women now and really supporting and talking to them. You know, if you had, you know, clients in front of you that just said, you know, I'm feeling insecure about myself and I just can't seem to stop worrying about, you know, I'm scared of the judgy eyes or whatever. What would you say to them, Katarina? I mean, how would you encourage
them? The first thing I would do is I have something called the five-finger test. So what you need to do, you can do this right now, hold your hand up in front of your face, so with your palm facing towards you, you have five fingers.
Okay.
Now, these five fingers represent the five people closest to you. The people you surround yourself with, you are the average of those people. So you need to go through and count the five people who you surround yourself with, that you spend the most time with, and you need to think, do they make me feel good or bad, and do I actually like that person? Now, if any of these five people make you feel bad, sorry, they need to be replaced. When you surround yourself with people who don't make you feel good, that goes into you. You are a good person through and through, right? We are made to be happy. We're not made to be insecure. The reason we become insecure is because we're comparing ourselves, we're judging ourselves, or other people are projecting their insecurities onto us.
Yep.
So step one is get rid of them. Clear them, like, surround yourself with five positive people.
Wow, you know, it's an easy thing to think about, but that is a really powerful choice to make, right? And I remember reading that on one of your posts about, and if you're not sure if somebody is making you feel good or bad, they're probably making you feel bad, right?
Ooh.
So that's interesting. So yeah, we know what good feels like, right? I mean, if we're not sure. So I just want to add that because I remember reading that on your post that you said, you know, and if you're not sure if somebody's making you feel good or bad, then it's probably.
They're not making you feel good. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay is not a feeling. Like so many people live life and feeling
okay.
Oh my gosh.
You would.
And do
it's
you
not
know,
a feeling.
You know, and that's, I think that's, I mean, that really is a powerful choice to do that because how many of us have, you know, people in our lives and even friends, you know, where we're like, well, God, we've been friends for, you know, 10 years or whatever. And you begin sometimes just to tolerate because you think you've been friends for that long or something, you know.
Basing a friendship on legacy is not going to work. You're meant to grow out of people. You need to grow in and out of people. You need to continue to grow. And, like, if your friend grows with you, that's great. But sometimes you need a break from them because they're not growing. If they're not growing, they're pulling you down. It's with love. Yeah. They don't mean it. But you have to start protecting your own energy.
That was another thing, I read that you, I mean, you really feel so strongly about that, about protecting your energy.
Can you talk about that? You know, just talk about that.
So I believe that we are all amazing. Like, honestly, I think everyone's a freaking awesome human being. But I also believe that when people have insecurities, they throw those on other people, especially when you are one of those positive, happy people. Protecting your energy is about protecting your essence. It's about not letting other people impact you in negative ways. That includes who you surround yourself with. That includes what you put into your mind. Like, what is it that you have on your Instagram feed? Like, do you have lots of healthy, happy people, or are you following pages that just make you feel like shit? Like, protecting your energy comes in so many different ways. But when you can do that, when you can harness that includes taking time for yourself, doing the things that you love, you become a happy person. And happy people attract other happy people, and those people attract opportunities, which attract success, which snowballs. So it all starts with what's inside of you, which starts with what you surround yourself with and your life with.
Beautifully stated. My gosh. Have you, do you have, okay, so we're going to be, this is the reveal show here. Do you, you know, it is. And so, you know, can you talk a little bit about maybe an experience where that wasn't always the case for you? And what changed that?
Protecting my energy specifically?
Yeah, or just, you know, or maybe not the right choices of persons either, right? Because, I mean, it's a, like we said, it's both are very great, you know, thoughts and concepts. And we see that everywhere. We're like, yeah, protect my energy. I take a bath and I, you know, cleanse and maybe massage.
Yeah.
What does that really look like? And maybe, you know, an example of how you used it in your life and maybe it wasn't going so that way.
Okay. So,
let's do it.
Okay,
here we go.
Let's go,
guys.
Take a glass, woo! Take a sip of wine. And
take a sip of wine, let's go.
So, when I started my network marketing business, before my Cata brand existed, before I was who I believe is my true self now, I was in a relationship. Gorgeous guy, beautiful, very happy. However, when I started to grow, he did not grow with me. And he did not have his own goals and passions, which meant that whenever I was working on my business, he was resentful towards me. Now, I never once considered not being with him. He was the love of my life. And it wasn't until one of my business partners was actually moving and we had a farewell for her. And she goes, Cata, just come sit down here. Just hang out for a second. I was like, oh, fuck. You always know, like, you know, when someone sits you down, you're like, here we go. And she goes, I wanted to talk to you about your business. How are you going? I said, well, I'm great, but I'm not moving anywhere. I'm like, I'm stuck in this position. She goes, I know. She said, can I be honest with you and tell you what's going on? I said, yes, please do. She said, so your boyfriend is holding you back. And of course, I was outraged. Like, how dare you speak about my boyfriend
that? No kidding.
She goes, here's the deal. You can either be successful without him or you can be with him, but your business is not going to grow because you cannot grow past the people that you're with. And obviously, I bawled my eyes out and I hated her for a really long time until 2 weeks later, he dumped me. And I went,
oh my God.
Oh my God. Here's the thing about protecting energy. If you have something that you want, like you want, like you want, things will start to happen. The universe will have your back, whether you are brave enough, which I was not, and smart enough, which I was also not, or you're not. So protecting your energy comes in really different ways. Since he's exited my life, I was devastated. And what I did when he broke up with me is I actually ran away to New York City to deal with the grief. Now, from that one trip has now come an entire team of my business in the States, has now come an entire lifestyle where I travel in summer. So I live half my life overseas, half my life back in Australia. From that one incident of being broken up with, which was best for me, but I did not know it at the time, has come all these opportunities. So protecting your energy sometimes is not in your control. But if you have a very clear vision, stuff will happen around you.
Wow.
You know,
I
just want to
add
that. You know, and you know what? I just want to, it's dawning on me how true what you're saying, because I can just validate that. I mean, years ago when I was in a marriage and I suspected that he was, okay, here comes reveal, right? We're all on reveal.
Take a sip.
I suspected there was another woman, right? But I did not have any way. He traveled all the time, so I didn't have any way to really prove it. And so I remember just asking the universe. We had moved to another town, and I was like, okay. You know, because he wouldn't fess up. He'd moved out and just said that thing like, you know, well, it's just me or whatever.
Oh.
And so I mean, I was really asking. I was like, okay, if there's really somebody else, I'm prepared and ready to know it. Just let me know it so I can, you know, move back home or whatever. Literally, 2 weeks later, the chick he was having an affair with, her husband called and gave me more details than a friggin' private detective.
Like undeniable.
undeniable.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
I had everything to file, you know.
Wow.
So it's, you're right. You are so right, Katarina. I mean, if we say we really want it and are ready to move on, yeah, it doesn't mean it's going to be comfortable, but things start rolling. Yeah.
And the more stubborn you are, the harder the lessons are. Seriously. Like,
well,
my dad got cancer so I could open a business, and I got dumped so I could move overseas. Like, the more stubborn you are about stuff, the harsher these life events and situations seem to be. So the more in tune you can be with what you want and who you are and your energy and your goals, the easier stuff is, because the more you listen. The less you listen, the harder shit gets.
So are you? So when you say that, are you talking about like in your life, if something, you know, if something comes up, if you bump up against something and you want it, but you feel like, well, something is blocking it. I mean, do you go into allowance or how do you handle that? I mean, what does that look like in your life?
Okay, I believe that every challenge happens because it's actually a lesson. So I'm a really firm believer in everything is always good. And my team, I've drummed it into their heads that this is good. Something bad will happen. I'm like, no, this is good. Because I think how you look at things really defines it. And I think the way we grow as people, it's like the university of life, I like to call it. Everything that happens is a lesson. And you don't pass or fail. Like, you either pass or it happens again and again and again. And it's the way you react and respond to things that happen to you. So, for example, I could have got really down and out when I got dumped and go, well, life's shit, I'm shit, the business is shit, everything's shit, I'm just going to go back to being a normal person working public service. Or I could go, you know what, this has happened now, here I am halfway around the world. Like, you know, that whole YOLO saying, you only live once, might as well give it a crack and see what happens. It just depends how you react and respond to things. So I think challenges are there to push you to where you're ready to be, and they only happen when you are ready to grow. But so many people look at challenges as roadblocks and go, it's not meant to be. No, it's meant to be. You just need to be able to get over this to actually get what you want. Mm-hmm. That's what I believe.
Ooh, amen, sister. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you for saying that.
You know, Leonka and I talk a lot about, you know, the things that happen. It's not always the getting there. It's in the journey of who you are becoming, you know, through the challenges or whatever. We believe that very much too. But, you know, there are so many people, and myself included, I've done it, you know, before. It seems as if we do bump up against something, you know, and whether it's because of our conditioning or whatever, it's easy to go, like you said, well, forget it. My life's shit. This is shit. Whatever. You know, I'm just going to go back to not trying or settling for less or, you know, whatever. So what would you, what else would you say to someone about being able to make that choice, you know?
I would go back to who you surround yourself with, because energy is contagious. And if you surround yourself with people who are positive and go-getters, they're not going to let you do that. If people love you enough to be honest with you, to help you through those challenges, and if you surround yourself with people who've done what you want to do, that's going to help you in life. And this is not just about business. This is, you know, friends, family. It's hard to go from, you know, what I call ordinary to extraordinary, which is that little bit extra, without having seen it done before. And I think if you, like, it's normal to want to sit down and fail. As hell, I drink a lot of wine because of that. I go, oh, today is too hard. I'm just going to have, you know, a little bottle of wine, no biggie. But I know that tomorrow,
no judgment,
kick my ass and be like, Katter, like, it's time to get back in the game. Like, what are you doing? Like, you can do this. Positive, you know, having positive people around you tell you you can do it. I really believe that's so powerful. And in my network marketing business, I have my tribe. I've called them my tribe. We're a family because of that. We don't let each other fail. We don't let each other stop, because we love each other enough to piss each other off and tell us the honest truth. And the people who are in your life need to be the same.
Absolutely. Yeah, so those five people you're talking about, not only do they need to be supportive of you, but also tell you the truth, you know? Leonka and I have had these conversations, oh my God, a gazillion times about, you know, if you can't do that, then the friendship, the partnership, the connection or whatever, it never makes it very far anyway.
Yeah. It's not genuine. You're not being you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Wow. Wow. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I think there you said something about being genuine, and you said about when you were unapologetic about about your business. I love how I cannot get that word out the whole time. And maybe there's something I got to clear there, right? Like maybe I need to be that
mm-hmm.
more way. But
mm-hmm.
you know, what about that? Why do you think that grew your business? Like, right? Like you kind of talked a little bit about it, but like, did you know, why? Why? I think it's what I'm trying to get to is I think that once we're ourselves, I've heard this time and time again, once we're really being authentically us or authentically a friend of someone else as well is how we have success. And now yours just happens to show up in the best way possible through your business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think the reason it's all working and all of that is because I think this has really got to do a lot with women, right? Because as women, we are almost raised and expected to apologize for everything. Like we're expected to fix stuff. Have you ever noticed that? It's like, baby had a shitty nappy. Honey.
Yeah.
Like, you wipe it. But we're expected to fix stuff and we're expected to apologize for stuff. And if you listen to people's language and if you listen to your own language, the amount of times we go, oh, I'm sorry for stuff that's really not our fault. And this all leads to a point, I promise. But
in our
day-to-day lives, like, how many times do we say, oh, sorry for that? Like, someone will bump into us and we go, I'm sorry. Why? They walked into you. Like, what are you sorry about? But when you do that, what it does is it trains your brain to think that you are not okay. And I remember my dad, bless his soul, he always used to talk about this book, you know, I am okay, you are okay, I am okay, you are not okay, all that sort of stuff. Like, do you think you're okay? Because until you stop apologizing for just crap that is not your fault, you can't even get to the point of being like, well, okay, who am I? And then you have to figure out, well, who am I? And what do I like to do? What do I really like to do? Not what I'm used to doing, not what do my friends like to do? Who am I? What do I want? And then it's about finding out and seeking out people on the same mission as you. Because you cannot convince somebody else to like you. You just can't. If they're doing them and if they're insecure and faking doing them, you're not going to connect. Like there's so many steps to go through before you can really be unapologetically you. But it's a process.
Yeah, I think that's I think it's easier said than done. I think there's millions of people out there right now that want to be themselves, but for whatever mm-hmm. reason, they're scared that, you know, maybe their best friend might leave them or their boyfriend might walk out the door or, you know, their mother might be pissed off or, you know, I think it's still, for whatever reason, you know, a challenge for people to choose themselves.
That's it. People are scared of being alone, but you have to stand alone in your own energy for a while before you can start to attract better people, people who really love you into your life. And it is scary. It's why I created the whole Cata brand, because a lot of people are not equipped to help other people be their best because we're all dealing with our own shit. Like,
right.
It's hard. That's
right.
Exactly why I created the brand, to be able to be there and create the support network. And you know what? It's kind of snowball. And I believe positivity creates more positivity. So if there's just one more happy person out there, that's going to give other people permission to do the same. So absolutely, it's not easy.
Well, I love everything you're saying. I mean, I'd like to put you up on a stage and let you just go to town.
Let's go.
And by the way, remember, everyone, if you have a question for Katarina or if there's something going on in your life that you're unsure about or your business or, you know, you know what we're talking about here. We're talking about being authentic and real and standing on your own and creating what you want and, you know, taking up space in the world like you deserve to, you know, press star 2 and, you know, you've got somebody on the line here who's really done it. So, and then if you have a question, you can always send it in through the chat if you're on webcast too. So I just want to remind everybody about that. You know, I also wanted to ask you about just, I know Leonk and I look at, you know, we're always aware that, you know, judgment can really be a stopper, a block for a lot of things. And, you know, our belief is, you know, consciousness accepts everything and judges nothing. But how do you feel and what do you tell your tribe and your people about judgment? How do you view that? I'm curious.
Judgment is something that I've been learning about recently and have been tested on recently, so thank you for asking about this. I really believe that judgment comes from a place of insecurity, and when someone's insecure, I feel really sorry for them. So what I teach my team is if someone is nasty to you without any cause, so if you haven't done anything to them, they're just being nasty and just being a bitch, you need to look and go, you know what? They only see life through their eyes because that's what they've experienced. And they're throwing their insecurities onto me because something that I'm doing is bothering them because they don't feel good about themselves. And if they don't feel good about themselves, then that really sucks them. And I just want to send them love because that, imagine the pain of having to live in their mind. So, for example, I'll tell you a story. I've earned, you know, a really great flashy car with my network marketing company, and it's a beautiful car. It's worth a lot of money. I paraded
you
around
can say it's a Mercedes. It's gorgeous.
It's
has your name on it. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead and give.
Oh, no,
us the,
I posted it.
Yeah, I know you did. No, but give us the full description. I want to hear you give love, Katherine.
Okay.
We'll hear it. What is it?
The car, it's a 2015 model C250 coupe Mercedes in diamond white. It's got all the extras. It's got the panoramic sunroof, the AMG black wheels, red leather interior, brushed steel interior. It was custom built for me. And
Whoa.
It has my name as the number
Whoa.
Plate. So it was definitely a moment of owning who I am. And I'm very proud of that car. I worked my ass off for that car and I deserve that car. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
But some people are not so happy for my success. And the other day, I was actually in back-to-back meetings all day and had my car in a car park, and I went back to my car being vandalized. My first reaction was obviously being furious and wanting to kill somebody. But after I, you know, went for a run, I took myself for a massage, went and got my nails done, had sleep, and yes, drank a copious amount of wine. I woke up the next morning and thought, you know what? This is really sad for that person because they have just done something they can't take back. And although I can get my car fixed, that person has to live with that action, go to sleep with themselves, wake up with themselves, feel that insecurity. They haven't gotten any further ahead in their life. I did because I've learned from it, but they haven't. Like, how sad. And when you can really look at things objectively and understand why people do things, it takes the emotion out of it. It takes the sting out of it. It means you're unaffected. And now I've gone on and I've actually used that to do so many positive things in my week, but only because I know that it wasn't even personal. It had nothing to do with me. I could
that's
have seen anyone succeeding.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what our, you know, I'd love for our listeners to really let that in. That, I mean, when people do things like that, it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with the way they're feeling, right? I mean, they're feeling shitty about themselves, and this and that action is only going to feed that, you know, guilt and shame machine, right? I mean,
that's it.
And let's face it, karma is a bitch. So if you believe
I know.
So.
I feel sorry for talking to my team, and I was like, oh my God, I feel so sorry for them. They're like, only you would feel sorry for someone who's actually just hurt you. I'm like, well, karma's a bitch.
No. And I think that's true, and I think, you know, to move out of the smallness of your life and to be a leader on any level or to speak out about what you believe in, you know, Leonk and I have, you know, faced down, you know, culture, family, and many different things. I mean, you do have to have the courage and know that, I mean, everyone is not going to like what you're going to do or say, you know. And that,
but you know what? At the same time, I think we forget there are people like us. Like, your people are out there. They might not be around you. They might not be your friends or family, but your people are out there. And if you start
I love that.
You will draw them to you. So
you
it's
will.
Okay. You are not alone.
I love that. That's a tweetable, Lee. Your peeps are out there.
Yes. They may not be your friends or your family, but they will draw them to you.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Too cool.
Yeah.
And that's actually reassuring, you know, to know, because you do use, and I just want to keep going back to, you do use social media. Guys, I mean, you should know that she built, I mean, I remember sitting meeting her in Portland, and she was designing her catabrand, and, you know, she was just about to launch it, and that was not even that long ago, and we were talking about how we launched the Reveal show, which we're so grateful for everyone who listens, and we did that really quickly. But, you know, Kata's, the Kata brand was launched so quickly as well. And, I mean, you already have over 500 likes, not to mention all the people who've always followed you. And that's not even on Instagram. Like, you are social media maven for sure. But I believe it's also because you know your people are out there. And so you're just not, you know, you're just putting it out there, and you are creating this following. So I just want to reiterate, like, I mean, can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, you do use social media so well. And, you know, sometimes we're just in this bubble of just our family and our friends that we forget that our peeps are out there.
Yeah. I mean, it's about the judgment, again, and it's about what people think of us and say about us. And, like, how many times have you wanted to put something on social media, but you're like, oh, no, like, this person will say that, and I know that person will say
that.
And you don't, so you don't share stuff.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there are 7 billion people in the world. Like, why are we bowing to, like, those 2 bitches who have no life, who are bored, who just want to attack you? Like, who cares? Like, who cares? Remove yourself from my friends list. Bye. I will replace you. It's okay. Like, being authentically you is so fun. Like, I put booty shots on Instagram. Good. I'm proud of my booty. I work hard for it. If you don't like it, leave. I don't care. I'll find someone who appreciates it. We forget how many people are out there, and we forget that we are awesome and that people need us. People are waiting for us to be us so that they can be our friends. Like, but they're not going to be your friends
right.
if they're you.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, what are we waiting for?
I love that. Dude, that's so awesome, because it really is who you are, and that is what's bringing folks in, is you being you, and I see that. I see it in everything you do, and, I mean, it is the Reveal show, and I'm not going to lie, when I first started putting stuff out there, I really did worry about what the backlash would be. Oh, I grew up with my friends. Oh, I'm in the same, you know, sometimes I travel back to the same town I was in. What are those people going to think? And then I was like, wait, what? Why am I doing that? And then the minute that I stopped doing that and we started really promoting was when everything in our world blew up as well. So, I even see you do it more boldly. So thank you for shining that light for everyone.
That is so true. Okay. And I just want to add, you know, when we first started out, literally, I mean, I came up with some tagline or something, and it had the word ass in it. And I remember, Leonka, you were like, ooh, I don't know if we should say ass. And now.
I mean, I love God, but I do cuss a little.
I know. And the thing is, now, you know, we're just like uncensored. We just like, we don't even think about it anymore. And we don't worry about it anymore. You know, people are going to like us because of the information we bring and who we are. And you are so right. Everything you're saying is so right on. I love what you're saying, Katarina, because it is about, you know, being you. People just want you to be you. You know, when we pretend, it shows. And it makes everybody uncomfortable, you know.
And imagine how much easier life would be if everyone was just them. Like, how many better friends would you have if everyone was literally just authentic? So we all are sitting there trying to be somebody else. Like, why? It takes such
much energy. if everybody could be authentic, you know, and feel good about being who they are, they wouldn't vandalize cars. Maybe they'd do something, you know, worthwhile.
Yeah, like create something or make
If you are wanting to do something. If you are wanting to do something, here's what helps me. Like, when you're worried about that judgment, if you have that, oh, should I or shouldn't I? What I always go back to is, what's my intention here? Is my intention to do something positive? Yes. Okay, go for it. Is my intention to do something out of my ego or my insecurity? Yes. Don't do it.
And that's how you trust it. Doesn't matter what other people think, because you know if it's out of a good intention, it's going to be positively received by the right people.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. You know, I love that you, you know, you put together something for our listeners about confidence and about, you know, building a kick-ass empire, because you've done it and you did it quickly. Guys, like in 3 years, this chica has, I mean, she is kicking ass and taking names, like, you know, but in a great way, because those names that she's taking, she's empowering those people too, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, and she put together this really awesome training where you're going to get live one-on-one, you know, support from her. It comes with tons of different things. Just every single topic is right on the money. Like, I know I will be paying attention when you do this, because I, you know, because I have shied away from my social media, and, you know, seeing all your stuff is so inspiring, and it really does create a way for you to get in front of more folks. And at the end of the day, that's what we want to do when we're, you know, when we're creating these great businesses. So can you talk a little bit about what you put together for us? And guys, if you just click on the special offer button, it's the big yellow button, and you can follow along with it. And she has 6 modules. So can you take us through this?
Yes. Oh my God, I am so excited for this.
I know.
So I have put together a 6 program live webinar series, which is going to go over 8 weeks. So I'm actually going to guide you, and I'm going to help you feel confident. I'm going to help you kick ass. And let's be honest, I'm going to help you own who you are, because you just deserve it. And what I want to do is really empower you to move your life forward, move your business forward, feel supported, and really just get like a shot of like just awesomeness in you. So what I've done is I've actually picked apart the modules that most people need. So there's 6 steps. Number 1 is, who are you? And it's about getting unapologetic and digging deep to find your brand and finding who you are. And I'm going to teach you how to do that. I'm going to guide you how to do that. And we're actually going to do it together. Number 2 is about cutting the shit. It's about removing leftover negative messages from your subconscious and dealing with the judgment of other people. And I'm going to give you tools to be able to basically just not care. And I know that sounds huge, but I can teach you how to do that. Number 3 is called What's My Hashtag Image, and that's all about social media. I'm going to teach you about the do's, the don'ts, how to utilize your image to make the money, how to utilize your image to better promote yourself, your brand. I'm going to give you objective feedback on what you're doing so you can learn from it, because, you know, we were talking about being honest. You're not going to learn unless someone's honest with you, and I'm prepared to be honest with you. Then I'm going to give you 2 weeks to actually get into activity. I'm going to give you stuff to do, and we're going to check back after 2 weeks to move on to module number 4, which is called So Funny Stories, where we're going to talk all about the lessons learned. I'm going to share some of the raw, cold, hard truths of growing my business. I'm going to share a lot of personal stories with you. And I also want us to talk about what it is that you've learned from the last 3 modules in 2 weeks. Number 5 is called Wine, Not Wine. And it's about developing that champion mindset and how I use wine, how I use these social events and occasions and my lifestyle to grow my business, and teach you how to use what you have to grow yours. Yep. And the last one might not be very sexy, but it's scheduling. Where and how to fit this growing empire into your life, because it's all well and good to be awesome and kick ass, but if you're not actually doing the do, it's not going to happen. So how to fit that into your life.
Dude, this is so good. I mean, these are so fundamental, and I think there's so many people talking about all these other things about how to do this, how to do that, but these are like straight up fundamental. Get in there and get raw, and let's get confident. Let's get big. You know, let's grow an empire here. Like, so fucking amazing. Thank you. You know, is there, so I know that we talked about the package and the program. You know, what is the, you know, what do you think that somebody would walk away with when they go through something, like they go through this program? I mean, what do you envision for? Who is this for?
Look, the clients that I work with so far come in feeling unconfident. They come in feeling like, I know I want something, but I don't know if I'm allowed to want it. I also don't know how to do it. I also have no support around me. So, yay.
Yeah.
That's the sort of vibe when they come in. When they walk out, they are feeling amazing. Their businesses are exploding. They are freaking unapologetic. Let me tell you, they're starting these
nice
programs. It's like these, just I can see the confidence. I can see the confidence oozing out of them. And they attract people. People want to be around these people that I've worked with because they are now giving the other people permission to shine. That's what this is about. It's about creating that vibe. And I always say, your vibe attracts your tribe. Whether that's
yep
life, whether that's business, it really starts with this core energy within you. And to do that, sometimes you need a little step-by-step and you need the support. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get the hand-holding because that is going to help you take the next step and then take the next step and then take the next step to eventually be able to stand on your own two feet. And that's what you want.
That's brilliant. I love it. And thank you for putting this at, you know, this is a gift that you're doing, you know, for our audience. I mean, and putting it at a price point that, you know, I mean, this is great for people who are really wanting to get out there to build their confidence, to look at their social
yeah
media, you know, to look at where they're whining instead of enjoying life and having a glass of wine, right? I mean, this is really loaded and generous. And, wow,
exactly,
we thank you so much for this.
You're so welcome. I just, honestly, I want to help people and I want to make it affordable. I want to make it like nobody's got time to sit down for hours and hours, days and days. Like, let's just get to it and get it done. And you're right, have fun because life is so short. So really,
you know what? It's so funny you should say that. That has become Leonka and I's, that's our motto this year. I mean, life is short. I can't tell you how many speakers we've had on who've said those exact words. And, you know, it is, you know, I just moved back to my hometown just in January because my sister was sick. She just passed, you know, last month. And life is short. And gosh, you know, it should be enjoyed. And we should have those five people around us that support us and encourage us. And, you know, it shouldn't be a question. And I just love everything you said tonight. And you are truly so inspiring. I mean, it's no wonder the universe isn't, like, you know, taking you all over the world.
Oh, I know. You just ooze
thank
it.
You.
And that is, no wonder you're so guided and so supported. And I love that you give people a way to have that too. I mean, that's just so awesome. Thank you for being you. I mean, for real, like, I mean, I was naturally drawn to you. Like, the minute I said that to you, I was like, this Tika, I'm all over
her. It was
her.
The one.
Like, it was the one, but we had a dang fine time. So, like, I mean, mm-hmm, you know, the minute we were supposed to go to this, we were supposed to go to this networking event that ended up kind of being like a hookup place. And so we're like, all right, let's just go to this, like, classy other bar. And, you know, a group of girls. And I mean, mind you, I'd never met her before. I met her through a friend, and we're Insta friends, and we
yeah
definitely became business buddies. Like, we were lovies all over, and we were just talking about how much we had grown through creating our businesses. And so, you know, I just wanted to let people know, I mean, you're just oozing it. And of course you would draw me in, right? I'd be like, that's my buddy right there. I knew from the minute that we talked, you know, we laid eyes on each other, and that was going to be a big bud, you know? So too
very
funny
true
and too fun. But that's how it is. And so that's how you attract people into your world when you are oozing that. So just wanted to let folks know a little bit of our backstory. So, you know, can you say a couple words of something that you want? I mean, I know we're getting to the top of the hour, and we always try to stay within our time. You know, a couple lasting words. I know you kind of mentioned something there, but what could someone really take away from tonight's call? Like, I mean, we put it on a podcast, we let it be on replay, but I think because we always believe that you always hear something you may not have heard the first time, so we always suggest for people to listen to the replays, even if you've heard
mm-hmm
it before. You know, what's something
definitely
that someone could really take away?
Look, I want to empower people and give you permission. So if you are listening to this, I give you permission to be you. And that is whoever you choose to be. And when I say that, the first thing people think of is, oh, my God, but my husband, my partner, my friend, my whatever. They will be replaced, or they will grow with you.
when you are you, you give them permission to be them. So start with you. And it's okay, because even if they don't like you, you're finally going to like you. And when you like you, oh my God, life changes. So that's what I want. I want you to be you, and I want to empower you and give you permission to be you and tell you it's going to be okay. And life is so much more beautiful on the end where you actually love yourself.
Mm. Girl.
Good words to live by.
I can feel it. Yes. All of that. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And for the contribution you be to this world.
Absolutely.
I mean, a lot of women anywhere, you know. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you so much for having me on. Your show is amazing, guys. I love what you're doing. It's all about helping other people. It's beautiful. So good on you. Really, really support you guys.
Wow. We love being able to share you with our audience. And wow. We'd love to maybe even have you back on here again. I mean, you're just so fun and just so inspiring. So maybe we'll
and
have
refreshing.
You back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any housekeeping, Lianca, before we...
Yes. You know, guys, be on the lookout. We are doing some format changes. We are heading into the fall, and we've been talking about putting some really fun stuff together for you guys. I mean, this is going to blow you out the water. I mean, we, you know, we're looking at some revamping for the fall. Get in the game. This is going to be on and popping. And we're really proud about it, because we really have worked all summer to share this with you this fall. And so be on the lookout for that. Always, you can hear the replay at reveal.lianca.com/live. So, guys, we wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you tonight, and thank you for joining us.
Love you. We love you. Yes. Love you guys too. Thank you. See you all on Facebook. All right.
That's right, sweet. All right, bye.
Bye,
everyone.
Bye,
have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.